Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Hey everyone, welcome to Let's Get Civical.
This is the podcast that breaks down politics, government structure, and dives into the context of current events, but in a super fun way. I'm Lizzie Stewart, comedian, feminist, and political junkie.
And I'm Arden Walentowski, former Senate intern, campaign staffer, and political strategist.
In this episode, we're talking about the history of Veterans Day.
So grab your armistice.
And let's get civical. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Welcome back to Let's Get Civical. I'm Lizzie Stewart.
And I'm Arden Walentowski.
And let me tell it to you straight that when we hopped on this Zoom, I told Arden, and I quote, I'm hanging on by a single thread. And that is true. And honestly, so is Arden, who is
so
currently sitting with a blanket over her head, Bloody Mary in tow. We're coming with extreme energy today to this recording session.
I just now look like an Ewok, that's all.
You do look like an Ewok now. Look, the things we do to try to get the sound to constantly improve is out of this world.
Out of this world.
And I'm obsessed.
Because I feel like this kind of fix, like I would rather live in a Shroud of Turin than like have to gather all of the pillows from around my apartment. So if this works, I am happy to do this literally every recording session. It's great.
I also realized that I feel like I start, you could call 90% of our episodes by saying you and I are in an extreme state of being. And we're should I just start updating the listeners when we're doing great? And like...
Just assume Just assume we are starting from below zero. And if we're anywhere above a one or a two, we will let you know. And
we'll be like, oh my God, I feel great.
Wait
for that day.
Right. I had a bath. I took a walk.
Oh my God, I would love a bath.
Love a bath.
Anywho, weirdly enough, we're nowhere near the ballpark of today's episode topic, which
we are so far afield.
Can't get there from where we were talking about to where we're going. Classic us. Classic Let's Get Civical. But today we're talking about the history of Veterans Day because Veterans Day is coming up. Mark your callies.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming up. So we thought we've been in like a holiday mood, not holiday, but like a,
yeah, like
holiday,
what's the history,
a holiday, why do we have holidays type of vibe recently.
Yeah.
So I wanted to keep the ball rolling because I don't know. I mean, I know why we would honor veterans,
right,
but I don't know how we landed on this day. And after election day, we got to do more days.
right. I know. Like, we could just have, really, the beauty of it is that we could have one gigantic, we could have two long weekends with a short work week if we made Veterans Day. First of all, it's, like, not a day that people get off. Like, I still have class. Like, give people, what is the difference? If Memorial Day is a thing, give people Veterans Day off. But then also, like, make it a same, you know, like, same Friday, same Monday, same whatever. And then you could do... like a holiday for Election Day and a holiday for Veterans Day. And you could have like a 2 or 3 day work week. And wouldn't that be the bomb?
I mean, Here, let's normalize. I'm begging. Let's normalize taking off an entire week as a nation from work. As a nation.
Yes. I love it. Crazy. Do you know what would happen? People would spend money and go places. Do you know what would happen? Well,
that other people would earn money. Do you know who takes off full weeks and don't work? Members of Congress. Take off full weeks, chunks of time, where they are in what you call recess. And yes, are they technically working? Sure. But they do not have to be in their physical workspace, which is the U.S. Capitol. Yes. So people who think that that's crazy or lazy or whatever, our true representatives take off so much more time than you think.
It's true.
So normalize it, people. I'm going to get this campaign started to take off full weeks.
We'll start you at .org.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
No problem.
So before we get started and before we jump into the history of Veterans Day, do you want to talk about today's sources?
Yes. Today's Saoirse Ronan sources, they are coming from defense.gov.
Perf. Absolutely.
Seems appropriate. Ye Old Farmer's Almanac. They had some good info. And some, I think these were, that was, yeah, we've been there before. I think these were the guys who they had some good ideas about how you can celebrate Veterans Day, which I love.
Love that.
A little website called Building Homes for Heroes.
Great.
Celebrating the veterans. Military.com is a great article by Ho Lin. Obviously, our friends at History.com.
Obviously.
And we couldn't do an episode about Veterans Day without the Veterans Administration. So some things coming from the VA.
Love it. Love it. A good group of sources for today.
Yes.
So let's start with the very basics of Veterans Day, which is who and what we celebrate on Veterans Day. So this is coming from, these notes are coming from the Farmer's Almanac. Veterans Day is an important day set aside to honor and show appreciation for all who have served in the United States military, in wartime or in peacetime, living or deceased. So literally anybody who has ever been enlisted in the military, Veterans Day is for you.
Yep.
On both Veterans Day and Memorial Day, it is customary to spend time remembering and honoring the countless veterans who have served in the United States military throughout the country's history. However, there is a distinction between the two holidays, so this is good, because I, for one, am kind of like, what is the literal difference? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Veterans Day is the day set aside to thank and honor all who have served, living or deceased, but particularly the living veterans among us. Memorial Day specifically commemorates the men and women who died in the service of their country and made the ultimate sacrifice. So therein lies the distinction. Very clear distinction, totally valid distinction to make. I obviously agree with people who have lost their life getting their own separate day of remembrance, and then sort of those who are still with us,
right,
getting, you know, Veterans Day.
Yeah, yeah. And like we're going to talk about towards the end, like it gives the fact that we have a day that allows us to honor and encourages us to honor and thank the veterans who are still living. There are lots and lots of things you can do if you want to do that, if you want to celebrate and thank those veterans in a meaningful way.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk about how we got here. How did we get Veterans Day? How did she start? Did we get here?
Mm-hmm.
What happened? Veterans Day was originally called Armistice Day, which commemorates the end of World War I.
I feel like armistice is a word that looks so much better than it sounds.
I completely
because
agree.
I was looking at these notes being like, ooh, Armistice Day. That's a sexy name. Like, why did we change it? And then you started trying to say the word armistice. And I myself am having issues saying the word armistice.
Yeah.
And now I'm no longer a fan of the word. But on paper, man.
On paper, she looks good. She looks like official. Like, lots of, like, your ratio of vowels to consonants is great. Yeah. No. On paper, she's good. Like, out loud, she's hard to take. She's a bit much. So World War One officially ended when the Treaty of Versailles was signed on June 28th, 1919. However, the fighting ended about 7 months before that when the Allies and Germany put into effect, and here we go again, armistice on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. So, okay. 11 a.m. November 11th.
On November 11th.
Yeah.
So the deal was in World War One that the Allies and the Germans, they got together and they like agreed on peace between them. They agreed to end the war, but they said it wouldn't go into effect until November 11th at 11:11.
I mean, I guess like my feel, I guess what I take from this is that they had kind of said like unofficially, okay, you know, if you don't bomb us, we won't bomb you. We'll stop fighting, but let's iron out the details.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like you break up with somebody and you're like, all right, we're done. But we still have like, I owe you for bills and I got to get my shit type of deal.
But it's not, it wasn't a coincidence that they figured their shit out on 11-11-11-11. And that's what I think is funny. It's like, this was a, you know, at the time, a very horrific and traumatic war, World War One. Obviously, World War II hadn't, you know, wasn't in our hearts and minds yet.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody wanted the war to be over. But, like, the people at the tippity-tippity-top were like, let's put this on paper officially. 11-11-11-11, so it's good for the gram. You know what I mean? Like, that's the vibe that I get from this.
Yes.
Armistice, if you will.
Yes. I feel that. The alliteration is not lost on me. Somebody was definitely thinking with a marketing brain.
Marketing, this is going to be great. I bet you they were peaceful on November 9th.
Oh,
and somebody was like, what if we just wait 2 days? And then, can you imagine the newspaper headlines? November 11th, 11-11. Yum.
You guys, we're golden.
Meanwhile, there's like people in trenches. Like, get me out of here.
Get me out of here. I want to
care about the alliteration.
No, fuck you and your alliteration. So for the reason that it was signed, the armistice was put into effect on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. For that reason, November 11th, 1918 was largely considered the, quote, end of the war to end all wars and dubbed Armistice Day.
Sure.
Because they had reached this conclusion. In 1926, Congress officially recognized it as the end of the war, and in 1938, it became an official holiday, primarily a day set aside to honor veterans of World War One. So at first, it was just those guys, because the last war that we had fought had been some time. It was completely different. Like, right, then that last major war was the Civil War.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like,
I mean,
and those two time periods feel completely different. So I get it them being like, this day is just for these guys.
Right.
The first celebration using the term Veterans Day occurred in Birmingham, Alabama in 1947. This National Veterans Day celebration included a parade and other festivities to honor all veterans.
Go off Birmingham.
Yeah. Great city. Love Birmingham. Yeah. They were like, Let's do it up.
This is why I love the South. They were like, armistice? No. Veteran? Yeah.
Yeah. Same thing? Sure.
Which is absolutely what I would have done the same way. I'm like, armistice? Absolutely not. Let's go with veterans.
Right.
Let's go with simple veterans. Bio. We don't have armistice down here.
She's hard to say. She's hard to pronounce. If we're going to party, it's going to get harder to pronounce her. Veterans.
Correct.
That's easy.
Correct.
So after that, World War II and the Korean War happened. And so on June 1st, 1954, at the urging of veterans service organizations, Congress amended the commemoration yet again by changing the word armistice to veterans, so the day would honor American veterans of all wars.
Which is so, I mean, again, nobody supports the transition from armistice to veteran more than me. But I also think it's funny that something as small as like, let's make it to veterans so that way it that everybody knows it's for all veterans. It's like, so would Armistice. Like,
right, right.
Just start honoring everybody. Like, it's not, it was World War One Day and then they changed it to all Veterans Day.
Right.
It was Armistice, which could just
mean that any more.
We could say, yeah, we're not just honoring those who fought and died in World War One. It's, yeah, we're opening it up.
Right. I guess the only thing with that is that, like, if it was Armistice Day, not every war ends in an armistice in that same way that World War One did. And so then
it begs the question that I have not asked. And I know, but I'm going to ask you if you know.
Oh, God.
What does armistice mean?
Oh, God. I mean, I thought it was like the agreement that they sign, like an agreement to stop fighting. And right, like the terms of that agreement.
The World War II, didn't it end in an armistice?
It did, but I don't know that the Korea, like, yes, there was an agreement for World War II, but like the Korean War, I don't really know what happened there. We should do an episode on that. But
we'll do an episode on Korean War, which we won? Question mark? Nobody talks about Korea enough.
I think
Vietnam for sure.
We definitely lost Vietnam, but also but that's a great example of like we want to be able to honor those veterans, but for sure cannot say we won the Vietnam War. We can't say we won the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. So sure. Like, what do definitely we do not with those veterans if we continue to call it Armistice
Day? Which is like a clean ending. Sure.
Yeah.
Look, again, I support it being called Veterans Day.
Yeah.
It's just a weird, maybe it was just the fact that they called it Armistice Day to begin with was the mistake.
I think that is true because, well, also it feels like it morphed from like, yay, the war has ended into let's celebrate our fighters, which are like can be one and the same, but like obviously over time are going to be two completely different holidays.
Right. I also think maybe it's playing into this idea that nobody could imagine a war like this ever happening again because it was profound and so horrific, and then not 30 years later we have one that's even worse,
right?
And so I think people maybe created Armistice Day to celebrate truly the veterans of World War One because they did this thing that was unimaginable and we can just celebrate them till the end of time, and then whoopsie daisies, we're back in the same position but it's actually worse. So now we have to, like, broaden the umbrella.
Right. We have to let more people in.
Yeah. 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 Who could have foreseen World War II?
Yeah. So for a while, Veterans Day date was changed as well, and it confused everybody.
Sure. It's hard to switch a date.
When are we doing this? Congress signed the Uniform Holiday Bill in 1968 to ensure that a few federal holidays, Veterans Day included, would be celebrated on a Monday. Officials hoped it would spur travel and other family activities over a long weekend, which would stimulate the economy. Hello, my argument in the beginning.
Sure.
For some inexplicable reason, the bill set Veterans Day commemorations for the fourth Monday of every October. At least it's not the Monday after next when there's a giraffe at the gate. Like,
man,
why do we do this?
Does anybody own a calendar? Genuinely asking. Again, you cannot call me one of our generation's greatest thinkers. That's not what can be associated with my name.
No,
but, I could at least come up with a couple of ideas that are a little bit better as far as planning days for celebrations. Just a couple.
On October 25th, 1971, the first Veterans Day under this new bill was held. We're not sure why it took 3 years to implement, but not surprisingly, there was a lot of confusion about the change. All of those words also were all coming from the Department of Defense. So there you have it.
The DOD was like, I'm looking at the papers and I have no idea what this guy did. Literally, it was like this one guy who just said it's over here, and I can't follow the paper trail.
Okay, follow the paper trail.
Point A to point B.
No, no.
I love it when the Department of Defense is confused.
They're literally
I'm
like...
I'm obsessed with it, really.
It's literally, quote, we're not sure why it took 3 years to implement.
Yeah, very curious.
Just hashtag shade. Yeah. But not surprisingly, there was a lot of confusion about the change, and many states were unhappy choosing to continue to recognize the day as they previously had in November.
States' rights.
States' rights. Go off, Massachusetts.
I mean, honestly, that's what I love about this country is sometimes the states just go, no.
And you know what? Come get me. Come get me.
Come get me.
So within a few years, it became pretty apparent some sassy intern at the DOD was having a grand old time with this copy.
Yeah, they were like, I can't do this anymore. They're in the Pentagon ugh.
This is literally like if you, Lizzie, interned at the DOD and they were like, write us something but make it kind of fun, you'd be like,
okay.
It became pretty apparent that most...
Seems obvious to me.
Seems obvious that most U.S. citizens wanted to celebrate Veterans Day on November 11th since it was a matter of historic and patriotic significance. So on September 20th, 1975... President Gerald Ford signed another law, Public Law 9497, which returned the annual observance to its original date starting in 1978. Again, he's like, you got to go three more years of this bullshit.
Yeah.
We're not going to do it right away.
We're not going to do it right away. Also, you know, I love that Gerald Ford, bless his literal heart.
Literally the one thing he did in his time.
He was like, you know what's going to be my legacy is I'm going to do what the people are screaming about right now. This is what's on everybody's minds.
No, not Jill Nixon.
Veterans Day not being on November 11th.
Yes.
It's like, Gerald, this is like a second term type of deal.
Yeah. You could have had not pardoned Nixon.
You kind of fumbled the first.
Yes. So Veterans Day continues to be observed on November 11th, regardless of what day of the week it falls, which I think is the big mistake. Like, sure, let's honor veterans that day. But also, if it falls during a weekday, let's observe it on a Monday or a Friday.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, I think everybody, veterans included, would prefer for their celebrations to be a holiday, to be one that they can actually spend with their families or however they want to spend it.
Exactly.
Like,
what are we doing on a
gift
Thursday?
Of not having to work.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. The restoration of the observance of Veterans Day to November 11th not only preserves the historical significance of the date, but helps focus attention on the important purpose of Veterans Day, which is to celebrate and honor Americans' veterans for their patriotism, love of country, and willingness to serve and sacrifice for the common good.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Correct. I am all about the meaning of Veterans Day.
Absolutely.
I think we've done veterans a disservice by screwing up the planning of this day and the logistics, personally.
Give them time to be with their families, because at some point they didn't see them for a while.
Sure. Just literally give them the day to do whatever it is they want to do.
It's a day.
It's a day. It's a day. We're going to take a quick break for a little word from our sponsors.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Let's talk about some statistics about our veterans. So a lot of these notes are coming from Building Homes and History.com. So it is estimated that more than 1 million Americans have died in all U.S. wars combined. The effects of PTSD are being widely recognized every day. According to a report by the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs, an average of 20 veterans die per day from suicide. Some more stats. While women have played a pivotal role in all wars dating back to the Revolutionary War, it was in 2013 when the military's ban on women serving in combat was lifted, and about one in every five active duty military today are women, equal approximately to about 250,000 women serving in active military duty.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild that it was 2013 when women could serve in combat.
It was crazy, you know? Because I remember when that happened, I was at Columbia at the time. And I was, I mean, small, little known fact about Columbia University, they have a really high percentage of military veterans, which they call MILVETs. Oh. It's basically because they have like a, when you apply, like if basically if you're not 18 and it doesn't matter if you're, if you took a gap year or did like a mission year or what, or you served in the military, you apply to like a different undergraduate school. And so a lot of the, there are a lot of veterans that apply. And I was in, I think it was my accounting class, and it, there was like a, I think this had just happened like either the day before or that morning. And the guy who I always sat next to, who was a military veteran, who was really lovely, was basically like anti this new move. And I was so surprised because I was like, really? But you're so like sweet and nice. And his role in the military was that he had been like a, I think he had been a chaplain or something like that. Like, you know, and I was like, this is so bizarre. Like I was so, I just remember like being like, really? But you're so
It's hard to wrap my head around the arguments against women serving in active military combat.
I mean, he basically was like, would a woman be able to carry a man off a battlefield? And I'm like,
yeah. There are plenty of women who are stronger than men.
Right. But also there are like some really heavy dudes that could get hurt, and you're going to like trust that some lightweight dude can carry that heavy
exactly.
dude
That's
off
what
the
I
battlefield.
Mean, is that like
what? No.
Physical strength. Yeah, I think genetically men are predispositioned to be naturally able to build muscle quicker, and they, I would say more men are stronger than women across the board.
Right.
But
there
are women who are stronger than men.
Yeah.
Just because you are a man does not mean that you are stronger than every woman, you know?
No, absolutely not.
So, yeah, it's like, also, you know, I think now that we're getting especially into the realm of combat is becoming less and less face-to-face combat.
Yes, exactly.
And has been pretty much for the past 10 to 15 years. Combat is way more artillery based, I guess, and like machine based.
Yes, absolutely.
I think you could have made an argument back in the day that hand to hand combat, you had, you know, that would have heightened the risk of women being overpowered by men way more than now, is what I would say.
I agree with that.
But yeah, it's a really weird argument to me to make, because I do feel like if somebody wants to serve and fight for their country, they should be able to, unless for some reason they have like a medical issue that would prevent them from being able to, you know, that would make them a liability, I guess, you know?
Yes,
like,
I agree.
That's the only thing I can think of. And I can't even think of like what a legitimate medical issue would be. So I may even walk back that statement at some point, because I think it's such a nuanced case by case basis.
Like, you know, sometimes it's not like, you know, maybe a physical thing. Although I do think that if you're going to go into a battlefield, like you probably need all your limbs and the ability to like take an impact, you know, it take an impact to some extent, but you also, they also need to make sure that you're mentally sound.
Sure.
And
yeah, I don't agree. Yeah. I don't disagree with there being any sort of like fitness test to get entry into like serving in active combat.
Yeah.
I think that's valid. But I think a general thing to say women can't serve in active combat is fucking crazy.
Oh yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, I agree.
So
I agree.
I think any blanket, this entire group cannot serve.
Oh no,
is
that's
wild and absolutely ridiculous.
I think any statement that says this entire group is this way, this entire group is that way, what, like,
yeah,
no, No, no.
Yeah, well, you're playing into a bias that is right. So profoundly ignorant. So profound. It's like, what?
Yeah.
You joking? Plenty of women who could kick your ass.
Yep.
ASS. So, yeah, I don't know. Come at me if you feel as though women shouldn't serve in active combat. I'm genuinely curious as to what any argument is against it.
Agreed.
But anyways, continuing on with the notes, we're still on sort of statistics about veterans in the U.S. today, kind of the overall makeup and stats. So today there are approximately 21 million veterans still living in the U.S. Every Veterans Day and Memorial Day, Arlington National Cemetery holds an annual memorial service, and the cemetery is home to the graves of over 400,000 people, most of whom served in the military. I think we touched on Arlington in Memorial Day, in our Memorial Day episode.
Yeah.
18.2 million living veterans served during at least one war as of 2018. 7 million veterans still living served during the Vietnam War. And 3 million veterans have served in support of the war on terrorism, which I would assume means Afghanistan and Iraq primarily.
Yeah. Yep.
Of the 16 million Americans who served during World War II, about 325,000 were still alive as of 2020. That's crazy.
That's nuts.
I guess, I mean, it's just like World War II feels like so a different time. I mean, it was, obviously, but the fact that there are still connectors to that time is wild.
Like, they would have to be...
They're very old at this point.
They would have to be, like, 100 and have joined when they were, like, 18, 19.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, when you think about it, I mean, the draft caused that.
Yeah.
You know? The whole vibe of World War II was that if you were young, a young male that was of good health and was... over 18 or 18 or over, you were expected to join.
Yeah.
Like, if you didn't enlist, there was a stigma around that.
Yeah.
Because the war was so much.
I had a great uncle who went to France and came back.
Mm.
And I feel like he died even just recently, like in the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, most of them were so young.
Yeah.
So anyways, stat for that. And then 2 million veterans served during the Korean War. And as of 2019, the top three states with the highest percentage of veterans were Virginia, Wyoming, and Alaska. What an interesting combination of states. I feel this, Virginia makes sense, but then Wyoming and Alaska just makes me feel like, a lot of people wanted to, like, not, like, be in nature.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Or they wanted to, like, get out of there. Yeah, I mean, because we've talked about Wyoming and Alaska, I guess, but Wyoming notoriously having, like, no people. So the fact that the highest percentage of veterans, that's one of the three states, is shocking.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Because you would think it would be more, but I guess then if you thought it would be from like higher population states, then I guess there's just that many more people who wouldn't go into the military or into service. Mm. You know, I don't know. Statistics game.
A conundrum.
So the Veterans Day, the way we celebrate it is it's an American holiday for U.S. and it's veterans. But other countries do celebrate the holiday in their own way. World War One was a multinational effort, so it makes sense that our allies also wanted to celebrate their veterans on November 11th. The name of the day and the types of commemorations differ, but various allies do celebrate their veterans on that day. Canada and Australia both call November 11th Remembrance Day. Canada's observance is pretty similar to our own, except that many of its citizens wear red poppy flowers to honor their dead, their war dead. which I remember from growing up.
Yeah, Memorial Day, we do poppy flowers.
Poppy, that's what it is. That's what it is. Because my mom would always be like, go give money to that veteran. So they, and with they would the poppies, always be wearing like a poppy flower.
Yeah.
In Australia, the day is more akin to our memorial holiday. Great Britain also calls it Remembrance Day, but observes it on the Sunday closest to November 11th, which makes a little bit more sense.
Sure.
And they celebrate it with parades, services, and 2 minutes of silence in London to honor those who lost their lives in war, which is what it started out as. And I think in some ways we're still, we are still supposed to do that, observe like 2 minutes of silence at 11 a.m. on November 11th. But it's much less formal, I think, than it is in other countries.
Well, let's talk about my favorite thing in the world, which is fun facts, fun facts, fun facts, fun facts, fun facts about Veterans Day itself. So the lack of apostrophe might seem like a semantic choice, but it has a definite and deliberate meaning. According to the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs, Veterans Day is not a day that belongs to veterans. It is a day for honoring veterans directly in front of us right now. Which is a weird, I mean, I also feel like, why doesn't it belong to them? You know?
Oh, but I see what they're saying. Like, they're trying to make it all, like, they're trying to help everybody share in the celebration. Whereas I feel like if it was veterans apostrophe, it would be like, this
it's
day
only
is ours.
Veterans
now kindly,
who should be celebrating?
Yeah, like, kindly no go, like, go sit down now, you know, a little bit. Yeah. Whereas this way, they can celebrate, but we also can celebrate and thank them and do whatever, you know,
yeah,
we can.
I feel as though I've
contribute.
Never even considered that there was no apostrophe.
No.
Like, this feels like an overthinking of the moment to me.
Yeah, I agree.
But sure, fair, love it. Following the outbreak of World War II and the revelation that World War I did not end all wars, the idea of commemorating Armistice Day began to fall out of favor with a small group of Americans led by Dr. Francis Carr Stifler of the American Bible Society. Oh, no. I bet he's fun at parties. The group proposed that Armistice Day be officially replaced with Mayflower Day.
Oh, yeah.
God.
Get it.
Since the signing of the Mayflower Compact took place on November 11th, 1620. I feel like Francis is missing the moment altogether.
He's
but
missing
go
the
off.
Moment. He's a couple hundred years too late.
Yeah, I understand that, like, the World War I didn't end all wars. So let's forget about the veterans. Remember the Mayflower?
Don't give up
consider,
the ship.
Consider. They argued that this whole name would be far more appropriate since the Mayflower Compact was the cornerstone upon which the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights stood. Okay, nerd alert. Like, what? I mean, I get it. You want the Mayflower Compact to be legitimate and seen, sure, but the whole day?
The whole day.
No.
Francis was not popular in school.
We should absolutely do an episode on the Mayflower Compact.
Side note.
Dr. Francis.
Yes.
In an honor of him.
He gets honorable mention in that episode.
Yes. And so, obviously, the group's idea did not catch on, and Armistice Day eventually became Veterans Day, and that is what we know and love today.
Yes.
Missed opportunity for Mayflower Day. Such
really,
a shame.
It's such a shame. You know what? Let's do both. We'll celebrate.
Why not both?
Let's move Veterans Day to the first Monday after the Tuesday next with flowers in hand and balloons. And then we'll keep Mayflower Day on November 11th and we'll just make it a big, long holiday week.
And that'll be the week that I crave to have off.
You know what? It's right before the holidays. I foresee great things for this week. Thanksgiving preparation.
Oh,
yeah.
Yum.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great. So all joking aside, celebrating Veterans Day is a real thing and we should be thanking the the men and women and individuals who have fought for our country in the various wars that are recent in our memory and those that are more distant. And if you would like to do that, there are ways that you can celebrate Veterans Day and honor veterans. So like I said at the top, all of these are coming from the Farmer's Almanac. So if you are not close to a veteran, you can write a thank you card and drop it off at a VA hospital. If you are not in time for this Veterans Day, that's fine. A thoughtful card is appreciated any time of year. Or you can contact Operation Gratitude, which sends letters of thanks and care packages to veterans as well as deployed vets. So like, yeah, a card. Like
anything.
You can send a card. You can send a care package. And like you can find, there's a couple other organizations that I'll talk about, but like you can contact them and you can literally just give them money. And sure, they will do the good thing for you.
Yeah, it's so easy. It's so easy. There's no excuse.
No. You can place a small flag on every veteran's grave. So that would be a lot. But, you know, you can buy a package of small American flags. Go to your cemetery. Like, literally, you can go to your neighborhood cemetery or town cemetery. There are veterans there, I promise. And they're labeled. Mm-hmm. Their graves are labeled. So if you wanted to go... It could be a beautiful fall day. Walk mm-hmm. through a cemetery. One of my favorite things to do, and that is not a joke. And just, you know, honor them with some flags. This is an annual tradition for many scout troops. And in some states, there are Operation Flags for Vets organizations. So you can call your local, you should call your local cemetery first and ask for permission. But you can do it on your own. You can see if there's an Operation Flags for Vets in your state, in your community, in your neighborhood. And go honor them and remember them. You can also help bring disabled vets to their doctor's appointments.
Oh.
So you can contact a hospital service coordinator at your local Veterans Affairs Hospital, and they can set you up with how you can drive disabled veterans to their doctor's appointments. That's like a real thing that helps a person in their real life.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing. I loved this list. I found this and I was like, we should just be doing these all the time. And not just for like veterans, but for like the elderly and people who live alone. And they're just things we should be doing to help people on a daily basis. If you like to make charitable donations, contributions, consider helping wounded veterans or sponsor an honor flight to send veterans of World War II, Korea, and Vietnam to DC to see their national monuments.
Love that.
Like my heart, my heart. And that reminded me, and I think I put this in like our planning doc that next year I was like, we should talk about the monuments for like Veterans Day Memorial Day.
Yeah.
But that one, I was like, oh my God, my heartstrings. Because having been to Omaha Beach, it's so just profound to go there. And I was like, I'm sure that a lot of the veterans who, you know, survived that landing, I'm sure a lot of them didn't go back, and some of them probably for monetary reasons. So it's just heartbreaking to think that like the place that I was standing was such a formidable moment for the lives of a lot of those men. And it's something that they saw on a horrific day horrific moment, and they'll
couldn't
never
get
see
that
it.
Closure.
Yeah. This is, I included this one. It's a little hokey, but I was like this one speaks to me as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can read the poem In Flanders Fields by John McCrae and reflect on the poem's significance to veterans. Cause I think that a lot of this, you know, I feel like you'll agree, like there's a connection to art, and like art helps us connect to our fellow man. And if we want to somehow understand the experience of veterans, because sometimes they don't want to talk about their experience fighting. But if you want to have some kind of connection to that, or maybe, you know, experience it in an artistic way, that could be a really great way to do that.
Yeah.
Read a poem.
It's a great list. Do one of them. Do all of them. Do something not on the list.
Yeah.
But anything to honor the veterans on Veterans Day, I think, is amazing.
Yeah.
And I think it gets lost in the shuffle of time, and it just becomes another day of the week. But I think whatever you can do to just take a pause is great, and you should. And with that, that is the end of our Veterans Day episode. So happy Veterans Day. It's coming
up. Happy Veterans Day.
November 11th, 2021. Celebrate it. And in the meantime, we love you so, so much. And if you like what you heard, you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Let's Get Civical. As always, you can rate us, you can review us, and you can subscribe to us. We love you so, so much, and we will see you next Wednesday.
Goodbye.